Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hello, I'm Alexandra.
I'm Tracy.
I'm Lauren.
We are the Living Arrows, a folk pop band from Bellingham, Washington. Is that our genre?
Mm-hmm. Electro folk pop nowadays.
Oh no. We've played around Bellingham a lot, and when we were away on tour, we got this email from someone we didn't know, but he said, I've seen you guys play, and I'm currently living at a remote intentional community in the North Cascades, and we have an artist in residency program coming up, and I think you guys would be a great fit. Here's how you can apply. Love, Zach. And we were like, what is this? But Tracy had been to Holden before, and he totally recognized the description and was like, I know exactly what he's talking about. And yes, we should most definitely go there. So we applied right away, finished out touring in Colorado and Iceland, and then got ready to come here and have a little recharge time to work on the next phase of our music and go internal for a little while. So it was really perfect timing that we would have this residency lined up. That's the story of getting connected here. Do you guys want to talk about what our goals were for what we wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, well, right before coming here, we bought a bunch of our own recording equipment and decided that we wanted to record a series of demos to give as a gift to Holden Village and to bring forth some of them into the world. And we also we had been playing the same set list during our last few tours, and we were ready to start anew and bring a lot of new music and new ideas up between us. And so Holden has been a perfect place to explore in a safe place all of our fresh ideas. And was there any other goals that we had?
Well, we saw that the theme of the residency was posted as ecology, spirituality, and social justice. And those are like the three themes of our lives, kind of. And it's something we think about a lot in combination. And so I think we were looking into incorporating those things into the music and finding out how we could be more intentional and more like upfront about our mission as a band.
Mm-hmm.
And like really go through with having a purpose rather than just making music for music's sake. We want to be really conscious about those things. And so it was a great platform to just go exploring.
Our time in Holden Village has been very impactful for our art, for our musical vision, as well as how we work together as a band. We've had a lot of time to explore the inner workings of how our band acts, how we relate to each other, and that has been very valuable. And also, it's been lovely being surrounded by nature and being in the deep snow, and have found that very nourishing and the quietude. And the three of us as a band we're all spiritual seekers in our own way and connect a lot to source through nature. And so it was very good for us being here. And it was very interesting being suddenly involved in structured worship, which took us a little while to get used to, but in time really started to appreciate how people were connecting each day to give praise. And in time, we've been finding out how we can be involved. And we love Holden Village for its open-mindedness and how accepting they've been of our spiritual leanings. Lauren here was playing the wood flute during prayer around the cross as people went to light candles and pray in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, actually, we will be presenting a Vespers that we have written and organized, all the three of us.
We've come a long way. I think a lot of what we learned had to do with maybe like how spirituality can come out, like how we can bridge this like organized religious structure into the outside world and like the community that we're a part of in town, and finding that there is a place for connecting with spirituality and just navigating how we can make there be ceremony in every day, and like incorporating that awareness in a way that fits for different kinds of people.
I feel that amongst people of various faiths and agnostics and atheists and everything, people on this earth, art is a common language, and we find music especially to be very uniting.
Mm-hmm.
And our music is spiritually charged, but in an open-ended way. And so we really wish to connect with people of all backgrounds and really experience that unity in our performance and in our records. As we produce music for people, we strive to produce a healing draught for the world.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yay. Well, I guess in summation, what we will be taking with us from the Holden experience, I think a big thing that we have crafted and developed through being here has been a deeper foundation of our personal practice as a band, like getting clarity about what are the things that we do each day when we engage our art that help us feel connected to each other, help us feel connected to our spirit, to our inner creativity. And Holden has really given us a space to sink in and recognize that the inner workings among like our personal relationships as the three of us are deeply connected to our creativity and our ability to interface outside of this group. And so since being here, we've developed a morning practice where when we get going, we all come together with a singing bowl, sing together, open our hearts, open ourselves to each other. And from that place, really check in about, okay, what are our goals today? What are we leaning into? What are we dreaming? What are we visioning? And starting from that grounded platform, I think has been a gift that is reflected in the larger atmosphere of Holden, and has really trickled down to our personal band practice. Another thing we found very pertinent is, this is something we've thought about before, but I think the context of Holden, our context in Holden especially as artists in residence, has really made the importance of artists as a bridge, like Alexandra was saying, allowing ourselves, or more cultivating, just consciously putting our awareness into how we can be that bridge, and how does our art function as a vessel for people to connect in daily life to that sense of sacred, of ceremony, of the spirit.
Oneness with the people around them. It's like so unifying. We had a really amazingly unifying experience here, actually, which was an experiment we tried to do with having a choir sing along with some of our songs, which was like such an active way to, I don't know, just feel around how we could involve the community, be involved in the community, invite participation. It was so fulfilling. And so those songs will be on the demo that we made here for everyone to like hear their own voices rising on these songs and feel like the power that comes from saying words together. That was like a thought-provoking thing from Vespers, was like repeating prayers all as one, like everyone reading something aloud together. I think that's a really powerful thing. So just applying that to our own creativity has been really fun and beautiful and bonding experience. We talked a bit about like the social justice aspect and how Holden approaches social justice and reestablishing our understanding of what we felt like that looked like, because we've been involved mostly with communities who are like really focused on direct action and being very active. And so coming here, it felt like, well, we're not involved in social justice now, but it was soon revealed to us that the, I don't know, most crucial first step is to like nurture your grassroots. First, obviously working on yourself. You can't change the world if you can't change yourself, right? Or like be in peace with the people around you and have hard conversations with the people who you already know you're on the same page with. And so just finding this place to be really recharging in terms of how we can go into the world and be facilitating change for the better and being involved in the community, what that really looks like. And like learning about self-care. It's funny because while we were here, we were almost expecting it would feel more like a retreat that we would be in like a very placid way with like tons of reflection time. But I liked how you said it once, Tracy. Like we came here and it turned out to be super invigorating and like a bustling, you know, we were like making so many wonderful friends and had to be super intentional about taking time for self-care and for recharging and like realizing how directly that affected our ability to do the work that we're here to do, which is hopefully a stepping stone for doing the work that we wish to do in the world. So I think that was a good learning experience and unexpected, I don't know, eye-opener.
I think another thing we're just all really appreciative about Holden is how open it is in the religious context, just really wanting to be inclusive of all different walks of spirituality. And that has helped us recognize how important it is to be intentional about focusing on the commonality and points of connection rather than the dividing aspects, whether that's like in politics, in religion, in gender, in sexuality. And I think Holden has really inspired us to dig deeper into how we're expressing that and, yeah, what we can do to focus on those points of connection and just bring a sense of unity in our art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're so, so, like, indescribably grateful for having had this opportunity. It was so formative and productive and delightful and all the things. I, like, hardly know what to say because this is such a blessing.
It was beautiful. It was exciting. It was adventuresome.
Challenging.
Many levels. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, overall, deeply enriching.
I think a final thing, too, I'm really kind of soaking in today in our last full day here, is just how impactful it is, like, the day-to-day interactions that you have with people. And, like, I think a lot of how social change happens at large is reflected in how you greet the person outside your door when you wake up in the morning, or how you interface with the people that you're eating lunch with. And that kind of groundwork, that baseline in the community feels like a reflection and a point of access for really tapping into ways of larger movement, change, evolution within a bigger context.
Totally.
I'm really grateful for Holden for being kind of a magnifying glass to that.
Yeah, talk about like the intimacy that you experience here with your community and like the integrity that everyone just kind of has to have. It's such an interesting, I don't know, snow globe to witness.
Mm-hmm.
All in one container. And like feeling the direct effects of the things that are influencing you daily. Like, I especially loved being here with the other two artists, Carrie and Hal, and like seeing how their sense of place here was influencing the art that they made and like turning that mirror on ourselves and like really trying to look at how where we are like causes us to create what we create and like who we're surrounded by. And yeah, like you're saying, each moment leading into the creative process and the way you're involved in the whole world. Because what else is there? This is the world.
Yeah, I really enjoyed being an integral piece of a whole. Holden being a, like you said, a snow globe, a small version of what we're experiencing in the outside world. They're all the little moving parts. Everyone has their unique position. And being here as an artist helped to illuminate what the artist's position is and what the artist, how our work is of value in the outside world.
Totally. Yeah, we came in here talking about, like, ecology. What is ecology and what is the artist's role in the ecology of a community? And that was, like, a question that we said at our beginning presentation. And I feel like that has been a really good focus point for just feeling validated and affirmed in being called to do this thing that feels sometimes in society, like, not very valued. Very good, like, energy boost in why we are doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What we can really do to serve the world.
Yeah. The ecology of community is very close at heart out here, and especially being in the forest, because a forest is a community of symbiosis, and we in our human communities are choosing to observe the forest and find out how we too can work in symbiosis with each other and in symbiosis with nature.
Embracing the cycle.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.